Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Broadcasting live from Chicago, and you know what? It is raining. At first, it was kind of sunny, but now it's raining, and that's a bummer. Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. You can look me up on Facebook, Block Talk Radio. I'm all over the place, and you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I will be right back. Take a small break here, even though I just got on the air. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Let's move right along. Increasing crime in America. And when you talk about crime, I've always talked about crime on this show because it is an ongoing topic. You can talk about crime. The more you talk about crime, the more it's being perpetrated and committed and people are dying. You know, you take this, if we can talk about some things in the news, you take this, not just in Chicago, not just in Baltimore, not just in Detroit, but crime is just like rampant all over the United States. This senseless terrorist crime, and that's what it's called, and that's what I'm calling it, was a terrorist act. I mean, domestic terrorism. They're calling it built in Tennessee military centers. This guy, an American-born Muslim in the United States is what I'm gathering. I'm trying to gather some information here. Okay, four Marines were killed. Okay, he killed four Marines. He went from one base to the next. 7 miles apart, killing Marines on a Marine base. This was totally terrorism. This was coming from totally. He was getting his messages to kill the United States from overseas, from the Middle East, ISIS, jihadists, Al-Qaeda, other terrorist groups that hate America, telling Muslim-born citizens of the United States to kill, kill, kill. And that's what happened here. 4 Marines were killed. This guy was an ingrown terrorist of the United States. And he wasn't going to be captured alive, so he put up a fight with the police, and he was killed. And that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be killed. Because these guys, they don't want to go to jail. I mean, they don't want to be captured alive. You know, they're going to do things. They're either going to shoot themselves or have the police shoot them or something like that. Because they don't want to be caught doing something that they were proud of doing, killing 4 Marines. This was a terrorist attack on the United States. Crime, 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 crime. This is ridiculous. My thinking is that the military, Obama, all of these Pentagon folks, why can't they protect these Marines on these U.S. bases? This is not the first time this happened. This has happened plenty of times before in the past. You can always dig that up and research it. It just keeps happening. I think the last time it happened, this guy, he was a Muslim also, Muslim-born American. You know, he was in the ranks. He was in the ranks. Suddenly he broke ranks, and he was a fellow Marine. You know, I believe he joined the Marines to do the killing. Just waited for the right time. You know, I do believe that these guys should be protected out there. They're out there serving America. They should be protected on these bases, and somehow, and just America is not doing it. Just like in some of these neighborhoods in Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, and crime around the world, a lot of these crime-ridden areas and communities should be saturated with police and military and weed out the bad guys. Because like I've said in several shows, the police know where the bad guys are and they know who the bad guys are. They don't need for the bad guys. The police shouldn't have to wait for the bad guys to commit a crime to take these guys out. Take these guys out before they commit a crime. Because after they commit the crime, who knows? They may not never get caught. So it's a shame. wow. And this is topping the news. So I have to, you know, since this is a talk show and somewhat a political talk show, we have to talk about what's in the news, what's affecting us, what's around us, what's happening, you know, because that's my mantra to let you know what's going on around you. But, you know, if you're in America, you should already know that you should know the things that are happening in your backyard or the United States. I mean, if you're born here. 4 Marines were shot dead Thursday, that's today, after a gunman blatantly opened fire on 2 Tennessee military facilities. The shooter was also killed and 3 people, including a police officer, were injured. Wow. The injured cop was shot in the ankle, but the recovering Chattanooga mayor, Andy Burke, said something, some mayor somewhere. This is just got to stop. You know, a lot of people in the United States are being radicalized from overseas. They've never been to Iraq. They've never been to Syria. They've never have been to Iran. a lot of those Muslim terrorist countries over there with no viable government or no viable army or military. This is just atrocious. Four Marines, four young Marines were killed. And this guy, you know, I'm pretty sure that a lot of these terrorist groups are going to come out in a few days and take the credit for this. Joyfully. They're going to take credit for it. ISIS, some of the other groups that I just mentioned, they're going to try and take terrorist groups that I just mentioned, they're going to try and take credit for this. And that's a shame. But even if a certain group does try to take credit for this, there is no really concrete evidence that that group had a hand in what went on in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I can barely say it, but Chattanooga, Tennessee. Okay? Finally got that out. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. You can always follow me. Follow me on Facebook, Block Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Google. I'm all over the place. I'm always posting and, you know, I'm trying to be active, you know. So this is crazy. And we're going to get to talking about crime. This is a crime show. We're going to talk about crime. And we're not just going to talk about crime. I'm not just going to talk about crime. I'm going to talk about solutions, because that's what this show is all about. That's what I'm all about. Not just talking about something. You want to put some effort into it. You want to put some action into what your words, because I don't want to be one of those talk show radio hosts and all I'm doing is just sprouting words into a microphone and I can hear myself through my earphone set. There has to be action, because that's what it's going to take to stop the relentless crime that's going around the world. Let's see, I think they have a picture of this guy. Oh, wow. Yeah, he looks like he looks like a Muslim. Actually, yeah, he was born, and he could be American who wants to appear as though he's a Muslim, you know, so. And he has a smile on his face. He has a beard. He looks like he's about, I don't know, maybe 20 to 24 years old. They're young. I mean, they are young, and they hate their country. They hate America. And they're going to prove it. And you wonder how these guys get guns. I'm assuming that majority of the time people buy a gun, these guys, these murderers, they get guns. They buy them legally. Because conceal and carry is legal throughout the United States. So you walk into a gun store, you got all the credentials, you got your ID, you got your FOI card, you got your conceal and carry. I mean, they will sell you a gun. Some gun outlets will, you know, give you a 30 to a 90 day wait for a background search, and some will not. But the fact is, owning a gun, if you do it the right way, it's legal in the United States. And a lot of these guys, they buy these guns legally, and they go out and figure out how to kill people. And then they turn the gun on themselves, and they kill themselves. There's no way you can... It's hard to tell. From my estimation, it's hard to tell if somebody's mentally ill or not. You know, I mean, if a mentally ill person walks into a gun store, they're not going to walk into a gun store acting mentally ill, especially if they want to buy a gun. They're going to walk in there being rational, you know, as you or I would be rational. Once they get the gun and get it home, then then they get nuts, huh? They turn nuts, and then they want to go out and shoot somebody. This incident that happened, the perpetrator probably took months, if not years, to design this. to commit this horrific, horrific act. And well, we don't have to worry about the court system because he's already dead. But my thing is that the military, the police, somebody should have caught this guy. You know, somebody should have there should have been somebody there to deter this from happening. But there wasn't. Crime in the United States is just increasing fullfold. I know a lot of us are now afraid to walk down the street in our own neighborhoods, in our own communities. And with good reason. With good reason. We are not being protected by the police. The police are trying to get out of the way so they don't get killed. So they don't get shot because they have a family to go home to. They have a house and a car to go home to. Family and friends. They don't want to get killed. Wow. They don't want to go to that gangbanging community. But they have to because, and you know what, police officers are quitting. I mean, they're leaving it behind. It's too much crime. A lot of police officers are quitting the force because they're getting, the pay doesn't fit the job. They're getting paid far too less money for the dangerous job that they have to do. This is what I've been hearing. And because of budget cuts, there's not as many police officers on the streets. And the budget cuts are all over the United States, in every state, every city, every town, every suburb. Budget cuts are there. Fire, police, medical, it's there. And it should not be. Those are two agencies where I don't think there should be budget cuts, period. There should be more money put into those agencies to increase the staff, because the criminals know that there's a shortage on the police department. The criminals know that some policemen are just scared to death and do not want to go into the crime-ridden neighborhoods. They know this. They know it. And the police know that the criminals know this thing. But these cities, these municipalities, they're constantly cutting their budgets. Why? When the criminals are running rampant every single day and night. You got law-abiding citizens who are afraid to walk the streets, or law-abiding citizens who are going to carry some kind of protection when they go out into the street just to go across the street to the store. You never know what's going to happen. So you got many people out here, because of the crime is just so intense, you've got many people out here armed to the hilt. I've seen people out here carrying rifles over their shoulders. And these are law-abiding citizens. They're not criminals. They're just trying to protect themselves. And in some cases, protect their families. But then you got the guys, the bad guys, out here with the guns. And they will shoot anything that walks. They don't care about the police. They don't care about anything. They don't care about life. They have a thrill when they shoot someone. And I still say the way to solve crime in Chicago, in Baltimore, Detroit, Los Angeles, and all over is to saturate these neighborhoods with police officers. Not just for an hour, not just for 2 hours or 3 hours. Saturate them 24/7. Dig out the bad element. And if you need help, you've got the National Guard. You've got the 4 or 5 military agents. You got the Army, the Navy. You got these guys. You got these guys on the bases. throughout the United States, in every city, every town. Put these guys out there in these communities, these neighborhoods. They're getting, most of them are getting paid by the taxpayer anyway. Give these police some help and try to talk to some of these politicians. Stop cutting the budgets and put more police officers out here on the street. Police officers who know how to handle themselves. I'm not talking about putting bullies out here or police officers who like to abuse people. Put some level-headed cops out here on the street who want to get the job done. Don't put any police officers out here who are cowards. It ain't going to happen. You got to have some people who are dedicated in fighting crime and making things right. Those are my solutions for fighting crime. Is to stop cutting the budget. Saturate these neighborhoods with good, dedicated, crime-fighting police officers. Smart police officers, intelligent police officers. Not just officers with big muscles and they want to be macho and want to be bad and picking on the smaller, picking on small people. I mean, put some police officers who know what they're doing. I'm not saying put police officers out here who's going to plant evidence on a unsuspecting perpetrator. Put police officers. I mean, when I say police officers, I mean patrolmen, detectives, lieutenants, sergeants. Get them out here. Get them off from that desk duty. And have them patrolling, walking the beat. Let the criminals know that they're there. And I guarantee you, the criminals, the bad guys, are going to shoot at the police. But there's one thing of a difference. The police will shoot back. They will shoot back. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Thank you for being here. Thank you for always listening to the show, downloading it, archiving the show. Thank you so much for your kind words and your nice post. And everything, you know. So this is a problem. This is a problem. I'm still looking at this guy. The latest situation for about 30 minutes before the gunman was killed, it was unknown whether he shot himself or was shot by police. It doesn't matter. He's gone. Deal with him. He doesn't have to go through the court system. Okay? You know, he doesn't have to tie up the jails, which are already crowded. Yeah, the jails are very, very crowded. You know what? One out of every 99 Americans are in jail. That's too many people in jail. And the majority of the people who are in jail are African American and Hispanic. And the jails are filled up to the rim. And my understanding in Illinois, Tom Dart, who is the head over the Cook County jail, says that most of the inmates in his jail are mentally ill and they should be in a hospital instead of locked up. I mean, he could be right about that. I mean, it's his jail, so he should know what's going on inside of his jail. They should be in a mental hospital. But you know what? With the budget cuts, the first thing to go was the mental institutions in the city of Chicago. So that's a non-starter. You can blame Rauner for that. That's a non-starter. But every time I turn on a television, the majority of the crime in America is committed by African Americans, Hispanics. There's no doubt about that. And then the third would probably be Muslims. Muslims, ingrown terrorism. Okay? Ingrown, there are so many people who are watching the border and watching the airports and the border and other things. They're watching these things and for terrorists to make sure the terrorist doesn't and the criminals doesn't enter into the United States. They're already here. they're already here. I can understand you watching, patrolling the border, and then you have all these security guards and all these police officers all around the airports and everything, trying to keep the bad element out of the United States. That bad element is already here. And we've seen that just today with these terrorist-like, you know, killings. This is George Wilder Jr. of George Wilder Jr. Show. Take a break right here. I will be right back. I got to go pay some bills. So stay with me. Stay with me. Be right back. Thank you. Hey friends and fans, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. You know, it costs a lot to keep this show airing. It takes time, preparation, and dedication, and most of all, it takes revenue. If you would like to donate to keep this show on the air each and every day, just about, go to www.georgewilderjr.com. That's www.georgewilderjr.com to help keep this important show on the air. Donate for a good cause. The cause of this show, my show, your show. This is the talk of our times. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Mayor Rahm Emanuel has just selected his buddy to be the head of the Chicago Public Schools, Forrest Claypool. Now, Forrest Claypool doesn't have kind of educational experience. Just like Forrest Claypool didn't have experience running the CTA or other things. I mean, he was the chief, Mary Rahm Emanuel's chief of staff. They're buddies. Okay, and the school union, the unions are saying that this guy doesn't have the experience to run schools, and the schools are just going to get worse under him. And I'm here to tell you, Chicago schools are just horrible. They're horrible. They're made horrible by people at the top, not by the children. And the children get stuck in a system made bad by politicians. All of this is the work of politicians, not the children. The children want to go to school so they can learn. But you got all of this dumb, lying ass politicians in the way. Now you've got, and I can prove it to you, you've got people who are running the public schools, the CEOs, the managers, the supervisors, and even some of the teachers. These guys are making lots and lots of money teaching and running these schools if they don't get fired. And a lot of the people at the top who are running these schools, their children go to private schools. And you'll tell yourself, why? I mean, you're working for one of the greatest school systems in the world, the Chicago Public Schools, and you're working to teach inner city youth, why can't you have your kids go to the school that you're teaching? Because they don't believe they got more sense in that. They know that Chicago Public Schools are screwed up, and they are the ones that are screwing it up. So they decide to send their kids to a private school, because they know that Chicago Public Schools are just a joke. I don't agree with that. I don't think. I think it should be a law saying if you work for Chicago Public Schools, you're gonna have to, your kids should be required to go to the schools also. But they got their law in the books. Well, if you work for Chicago Public Schools, you can send your kid to any school you want to. Well, yeah, but it should be the Chicago Public Schools. If you're gonna teach in the system, you should have your kids enrolled in the system. But even, you know, but I understand that it's a choice, it's an option. But it doesn't really look right to me for an interim director or an interim a manager or a CEO of the Chicago Public Schools sending their children to private schools. Tells you what they think about Chicago Public Schools, that they can't even send their kids, but they're going to work for the system. You know, and I will say Chicago Public Schools are in bad shape, and I think Forrest Claypool, I think he's a honorable guy because he was a commissioner for Cook County for many years, and until he was tapped by Mayor Daley, now Mayor Emanuel. He's a pretty good guy. He's a Democrat. Okay, if there's and they're calling him Mr. Fix-It because he's been around the government for so long. He's done so many different things. So they're calling him Mr. Fix-It. So I don't know if that means that he's going to fix the troubled Chicago public schools. I don't know, but I can bet that his kids doesn't go to Chicago public schools. You know, maybe his kids are grown, they're adults now, but I'm pretty sure if he had small children, he wouldn't send them there. He would be like the rest of them, send them to a private school. They don't want to get into all of that gunk. But like I said before, the reason why schools are so bad, not because of the children, because of government. It's because of politicians mismanaging the money. You know, they don't know what they're doing, stealing, being corrupt. You know, and then they're asking the taxpayer for money to help cover their goof-ups, you know, to help cover their goof. Toni Preckwinkle, she runs the Cook County, the Cook County part of Chicago. She just raised a sales tax. Now, she ran on not raising the sales tax at all. She ran on actually cutting the sales tax. Obviously, she had a change of heart. She decided to raise Illinois, Cook County's sales tax. So, to pay pensions. So, we're paying for retired, or for teachers who are retired or going to be retired. We're paying for Chicago Public Schools. We're paying property taxes up the kazoo. You know, I mean, we're being tax. The state is going to tax us. The city is going to tax us. This is just nutty, all these taxes in Chicago. I mean, I think we have the highest taxes in the nation, and they're constantly going up. We vote the wrong people in office. I didn't vote for Toni Preckwinkle. I knew better. I didn't vote for Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois. I knew better. But it's a lot of people out here that did not know better and voted for these clowns, and look what they get. Look what you get. Because you vote for people who do not represent you. They represent themselves. They're trying to cover their own asses by raising all of these taxes and making things hard for you and me when you're not getting any more money. You know what I think? I think Toni Preckwinkle raised the tax, the sales tax in Chicago, because the workers are now making a $10 minimum wage. And she figured if you're making that much, you can pay some more taxes. See, I knew that from the fact. The more they raise the minimum wage, the more these taxes are going to go up. She's taking away from the minimum wage that had just been implemented. $10 an hour. So she decides to raise the taxes so you can pay more. You're making more money, pay more. This is what politicians do. You make $15 an hour, hey, wow, you can pay more in taxes. We're going to charge you for garbage pickup. We're going to make you pay for a bag when you go to the store and shop. If you want to carry your groceries home in a bag, pay. And we're going to tax it. You get what you vote for. That is no doubt about it. You get what you vote for. All right, let's get back to Forrest Claypool. For more than 30 years, he has been a go-to guy for Chicago mayors and local politicians, dispatched to troubled government agencies, challenge entrenched bureaucracies, and do battle with unions. Now he is facing his most monumental challenge. He's Mayor Rahm Emanuel's choice to become the seventh CEO at the Chicago Public Schools since Arne Duncan left in 2009. To become the U.S. Secretary of Education. And Arne Duncan has been, he's been totally a disaster. He's been nothing for education. Only thing Arne Duncan has done is pick up a paycheck. Okay, he's one of Obama's trustees. Him and Obama used to play basketball together, I think, you know. So because of that, Obama made him Secretary of Education. He once was the CEO of Chicago Schools. I remember him. And I thought he was a pretty good guy, but once he started making the big money, I think he forgot about Chicago. At least he hasn't done anything for Chicago that I know, especially in the arena of education. So a lot of things just remain to be seen. It remains to be seen. And stay tuned, because there's a lot more coming. There's a lot more coming. I want to say something about Bruce Rauner. And I also want to say that this is the, this state is still shut down. Okay, this is the 16th. So the state has been shut down for 16 days. 16 days this state has been shut down. With no compromise in sight. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. Even though some of the 60,000 employees, state employees, got their paycheck this month, it's up in the air next month. You may not get it next month. I mean, Madigan and his boys, they passed the Senate and the House of Representatives, in Illinois, passed a one-month budget. That's crazy. Why are you going to pass a budget for 1 month? I kind of don't blame Rauner for not signing it. I wouldn't sign it either. If you're going to pass a budget, at least make it 6 months or a year. Why pass it for 1 month, everybody gets paid, and then next month, you don't know what's going to happen. Month after month, you know. So I don't know what's wrong. So if you think about it, Rauner and the Democratic legislature in Illinois, these guys are becoming a joke. A joke. They don't like Rauner. Rauner don't like them. And the people of Illinois is right in the middle. They're holding us hostage until one of them gets what they want. That's crazy. I haven't heard from Rauner in a few days. He signed some executive order giving state agencies control over hiring. He's not signing anything to keep this government open, though. He's not signing to keep funding flowing. He's not signing bills to keep people getting their paychecks. So, you know, that means nothing. Because you don't mess with people's money. I think people are going to get energized. I think people are going to be ready. I think people are going to get out there this time and vote their asses off. Because now they see what the Republicans are. Now they see that it affects them. Your government, what they do, what they don't do, affects you and me. You have to vote. You have to get out there and do your duty. You know, you have to do that. I hear people say, well, I'm not voting. My religion, I'm not voting. You pay taxes. You buy stuff. You should vote. You have money deducted from your paycheck every week or every 2 weeks. And there are so many other things that I can say that you need, the reasons why you need to get out there and vote this time. But I do think a lot of people, one of the reasons why I think people are so energetic and exciting about voting is because of Bernie Sanders. I mean, this guy's out there saying everything there is to say about being a progressive, being a Democrat, being loving and caring and kind. Hillary is not doing that. She may start doing it because Bernie Sanders is burning up at these rallies. I mean, the people are really, really coming to hear Bernie, and he is delivering. He is delivering. He is the guy I'm going to vote for. But let's say Hillary wins the nomination and she becomes, the Democrats' choice. Then I would vote for Hillary. But I'm hoping Bernie Sanders get it because his crowds are getting larger and larger and larger. And he knows that I'm right here on the radio supporting him. Every sense of the word, this man is going to win it. There's one of the stark differences between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders is that Bernie Sanders is raising money, lots of money, just by people donating to his campaign. People are giving $30, $40. $100, $250 to his campaign because they believe in him. Hillary is getting her money from Wall Street, corporations, rich donors, which I don't think should be the way. Bernie Sanders is getting his money from people like you and me, everyday middle class people, everyday working people, everyday people who are struggling to pay their bills. He's getting support. And if you're listening to this broadcast, whether you're listening live or you're going to archive the show later on, get your friends out there, get energized, go out here and do your thing on November of 2016, and let's throw the bums out, period. Throw their asses out on their asses. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I have no guests today, as you might have surmised, but I'm having fun and it's wonderful. It's gray. It's raining in Chicago. From what I'm hearing, it's going to be 90 tomorrow, but right now it's 68 degrees and it's 6:43 Chicago time, CDD time. If you want to call in, chime in. You know, my number is 347-857-1762. I'm pretty sure you know that already. If you want to sit back and listen, that's fine. That's okay. Good job. Good job. And I'm going to take a break right here to see if I can cue up anything here. Let me see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Here we go. I will be right back. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. We're back on the air. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being there and participating. All righty. Here we go. Big George here. If you have a product or a book that you would like to have advertised on this show, book me up. I will run two spots on this show for you every show date for a month for only $29.99 per month. My show is airing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting at 6 p.m., 90 minutes to 2 hours. Thanks a lot. It is time for the brainy and clever quiz question of the day. Here we go. Hit it, George. All right, the smart question. Oh, boy. The smart quiz question for today on the George Wilder Jr. Show, a Wilder presentation. Where is the Statue of Liberty? Where is the Statue of Liberty? That should be an easy one. Okay, where is the Statue of Liberty? All righty, let's move right along. Let's move right along. Can we move right along? Let's see. Okay, Rauner's pension overhaul bill faces constitutional questions. Property tax freezes fail to pass in the Senate. Happy hour back in Illinois for the first time in 1989. Well, happy hour. We know what happy hour is. I think I remember happy hour. It used to start at 5 o'clock when everybody got off work. We head straight to a bar. We drink ourselves silly. And then we get in our car, and then we crash it. That was the big reason to why they got rid of happy hour, and I kind of agreed. I kind of agreed with them, you know. So happy hour is back. Rauner did that. Rauner is doing a lot of things that are just, you know, he's just turning everything around and backwards and everything. He's signing stuff into law. He's signing this. He's not going to give any speeches. He's not going to talk to the media because he doesn't like the media, and the media doesn't like him. You know, so he's doing a lot of things. Okay, here's something else. Okay, Rauner pensions overhaul bill. Okay, Rauner pension overhaul bill faces constitutional questions. Well, then that just goes back to something I was saying. The guy is, I think he's going to be another governor that's going to be led out of office, going to be led out of his office in handcuffs, another governor to jail. It's just a matter of time. Okay? All right. Ben Carson campaign finances report reads like an, he's an African-American running for president, although he's running as a Republican. So he probably is nuts. Okay, ARP burns Tiger Woods after first round. Tiger Woods just cannot, the guy just cannot play golf anymore. And it's sad, it's bad. And, you know, I mean, he just can't, I mean, I think he was four over par, four or five bogeys, and he just can't play, and he hits the ball into the rough, into the dirt, into the sand. A few times he popped somebody on the head with a ball. He just cannot play golf anymore. He doesn't even know it himself. I would think he should probably find something else to do, something, write a book or something. But, you know, he, about his flaws, because he just can't, it's starting to be laughable. I mean, for the last 4 or 5 years, he has been horrible. He has not been able to make the cut. And when he has made the cut, it just got worse. And now he's on television, you know, bashing people for bashing him. But the thing is, his game is just not there. I mean, it's just not there. I mean, he plays and he plays and he plays and he plays, but it just is not there. EA Sports, I know it's not funny, but it is funny. EA Sports, I don't think they're going to contract him again for any more golf video games. I've got a few of them here in the studio, right here. Tiger Woods 9, Tiger Woods 8, Tiger Woods 12, Tiger Woods 11, 13, 14. I don't think there's going to be a 15. So Tiger is going to lose. I guess what I'm saying is Tiger is going to lose a lot of endorsements for, you know, gym shoes, clothes, or whatever. If he hasn't lost them already, the guy just cannot seem to hit the ball. I mean, you know, drive that ball down the fair lane or whatever. You know, he just, it's just not there. But you know what? I wish he would come back. I wish because he's African American and he should have. I mean, he's won so many times in the past. What happened? He's still young. I mean, he's still young compared to me. He's still young, 38, 39, or something like that. Of course. People play golf well into their 60s and 70s and 80s because they love the game. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be playing, but one is going to be playing golf forever, whether he's a contender or not. He's going to be playing golf. But one of the things you can say, he's a rich man. He's always going to be a rich man. He can't seem to keep a woman, though. I mean, he likes to cheat. I think the last time he cheated on Lindsey Vonn, it could be because of some romance, some breakup could be affecting his game. Because I remember not too long ago, he had somebody had knocked his tooth out. A lot of people were saying that it was Lindsey Vonn, the skater, who knocked his tooth out because he was cheating on her or something to that effect. I don't know, but this is not a gossipy show. Believe me, I'm not TMZ. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, having fun on his own show. Like I said before, I'm going to have a segment on the show called Essays on the Radio. I'm going to be reading essays from people from all around the United States, if not around the world. And that's going to happen. We're going to do that. In the upcoming shows, there's going to be, I've got some great topics. I'm going to talk about depression, loneliness. We're going to talk about Jehovah's Witnesses. There is a whole lot coming up on the George Wilder Jr. Show. So you stick with me, you stay there, and you make sure you tune in and you write my show times down, you know, schedule a time that you can listen to the show. I've got some guests coming on the show, a couple of more authors going to talk about their work and what is writing like for them, which I think is going to be magnificent. So the show is just going to get more and more and more exciting. But even if I'm soloing, that means if I'm going at it alone and there's no guest on the show and just me, hey, wow, that's great too, because I'm I'm all for it. I am all for it. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to take a quick break right here. I will be right back. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're back. We are back. Thank you very much. I'm just looking over this terrorism act at these military centers. Okay, the guy has been found guilty who was in that that theater massacre a few years ago. The theater was showing the Dark Knight Rises, the movie. So he's found guilty. He looks crazy. I'm looking at him right now on Huffington Post. He looks pretty nutty. And he could face the death penalty. Let me see. Oh, all right. His name is James Holmes. James Holmes. And the verdict was reached. Theater shooter found guilty. James Holmes, the 27-year-old responsible for killing 12 people, wounding 70 others in Colorado in a Colorado movie theater shooting in 2012, was found guilty on multiple counts of first-degree murder and attempted murder on Thursday, which is today. So that's a good thing. We're getting these killers off the street. We're getting these maniacs off the street so they will not do this again. That's a great thing. That's wonderful. And we're talking about crime in Chicago, not just in Chicago, if I can say this, the crime in other cities also that seem to spike during summer. Summer. And this is very, very serious. You know, I mean, we just had a young lady dying in a prison. We've just had a young lady shot by her boyfriend. I mean, domestic violence is all over the place. An abuse. I've done shows on domestic violence and abuse. I'm going to be doing some more in the coming future, so stay tuned for that, because it's about crime. I'm trying to be a part of the solution, and I want you to be a part of the solution. Don't just sit there and just say, oh, man, damn, somebody else just got shot. Put some effort in there to try to, you know, stop this thing. This thing is escalating. The police, I don't know, they just can't seem to do it. And I've given solutions on how they could do this. But I can't make people get out there and do their jobs. I mean, I can come up with the ideas, the solutions, a better way of doing things, obviously. A lot of the plans that some of the police officers and some of these police commanders have, or police superintendents, some of the plans that they have, it just doesn't work because the crime just increases. Then they'll come out with these phony statistics. Well, it's lower than it was last year. Yeah, after 50, you know, that's just a cop-out. That's just somebody trying to save his ass, you know. Especially when there's multiple people getting shot and killed every weekend in the city of Chicago and elsewhere. And I would say this, crime has hit the elderly hard. And I'm going to talk about that. You know, crime can hit the elderly because there's a lot of people out here that do not like old people. There's people out here who do not like people with disabilities. There's people out here that do not like people with autism. You know, that's a fact. That's a fact. And that's sad. That's sad. Not everybody, but there's a few out here who are just whacked out, mentally crazy. So, it's, you know, they don't like old people. Like, you know, they make fun of old people, talk about old people. But they don't know that person is 70 years old or 80 years old or 90 years old. The reason why that person is that old is because that person did something good to live that long. So you should respect them. They lived a long time. A lot of people don't. Young people die at 14, 15, 16 years old. That lady over there is 90 years old and she's still kicking. She's done something right. So don't pick at her. Don't make fun of her because she's old. Because you, the one who's making fun of her, your life is going to end a lot sooner than hers, and she'll wind up being the winner. So no one should ever make fun of the elderly or older people. They're here because they've done something right in their lives. They're still around. You know, most of the people who did not do anything right in their life, they're either in jail or they're dead. All right, this is George Wilder of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago, and we're talking about crime. There's no guest today, but tune in for the upcoming shows or check out my Blog Talk Radio website. You can see all the current and upcoming shows for this show, the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And like I said, it's been fun, and it's always fun. It's always fun. It's a great time. All of you laughing. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Boner ducks an offer to negotiate a way around a shutdown. Oh, my God. Another shutdown. This time it's, they're talking about a down. We already have a Illinois shutdown. It's a shutdown. Some people are calling it a partial shutdown because some agencies have to be funded. They have to go on because it is the law. You know, but the ones that are not reckoned by federal law, they have already started laying off people. They have already started shutting their doors because they don't know what's going to happen. You know, and this probably makes Rauner, I'm pretty sure, makes him feel good that some agencies have to shut their door. Some older people will not be getting their food. The senior centers around Chicago, around the state, will close. And some of those people will be laid off. But some of those, you know, it's not funny, and I don't mean to laugh or make small of it. It's pitiful. Okay, Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, his gay bashing just blew up in his face. This guy's a clown. I mean, I've heard him talk, and he's just opposite. He's just opposite everything Bernie Sanders is. He's a clown. He's a puppet. He's a rich boy who is a puppet. He made it without seemingly a college education or something. And he's a clown. And they're talking about this guy could be president. No effing way can this guy be president. It will not happen. You know, not while Trump is in the lineup. Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump got, I mean, he's got a more swag than this guy does. This guy is a boy, and he's busting unions all in Wisconsin. He's signing a right-to-work law, all that stuff in Wisconsin. He got away, from a recall in 2012. I don't know what the people, what were the people in Wisconsin thinking? When this guy, when they did not throw him out because he was being recalled. He wants bus unions. He's lowering pay. I don't see how they can deal with that. I mean, they were bitching like, I don't know what, in 2012 over Scott Walker, but somehow Scott Walker walked all over them. And now he wants to be president. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Wow. Okay, it says here, why did Sandra Bland traffic stop end up, why did she end up dead in a Texas jail? Obviously, it was police brutality. I mean, the police is not going to say it because it wasn't on video, but it was obviously police brutality. You know, I mean, it's another incident where the police was overreaching. Okay, let's talk about Scott Walker again. Wisconsin Supreme Court gives Scott Walker some good news. He's an asshole. You know, I he should have been recalled, you know. Okay, the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Thursday ruled that Governor Scott Walker's campaign and conservative groups did not break campaign finance laws during a recall, during recall elections, clearing the Republican of an issue clouding his run for the United States president. Oh, that's good news for him. He won't go to jail, even though we know he's a corrupt politician. He's a corrupt politician who's waiting for handcuffs. You know, he's a puppet. He's a puppet. He's a puppet boy. And he's bought off. He's bought and paid for. He's doing what he's told. I mean, all of these things that he's, all of these things where he's hurting people of his state. And he's calling, every time he hurts someone, he calls it a win. Wow. Okay, but I don't think he's going to be president. I've heard people say, well, he could be president. No, it ain't going to happen. These guys, I've said before in other shows, the reason why there's 15 or 16 Republicans running for president, all of these guys are not going to win. They know they're not going to win. They're out there for one thing or two things, and that is for recognition. So people can get to know them, recognition, and to write books. Maybe there's a third one, to give speeches and to set their own speaking fees. They're writing for recognition, to speak at colleges and universities that dribble. It's going to be dribbling from their mouths and people are going to be clapping. Hey, that garbage, those lies and dribble. That's going to be coming. Okay. Actor Jeff Goldblum marries a woman half his age. At least it's a woman. That's all I can say. At least it is a woman. In this day and age, I don't know, man. I was watching TV the other day, and it was the news anchor. She was a female. She was interviewing a doctor. And, you know, a doctor was telling how he performed some sort of medical procedure on someone, you know. But you were looking at the doctor, and you really wasn't listening to what he was saying because of the way that he was looking. The doctor looked wild. He had on this big old black hat like he was Lone Ranger, and he was wearing lipstick and eyelashes and eye mascara or something. You know, I'm saying to myself, wow, this gay thing is really, really getting out of control. I mean, you got medical professionals that's trying to explain their medical procedures looking like, I don't know. You know, I'm just saying there's people throughout the United States who agree with Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know why they're parading this person across the media arena and on television. I don't see the big deal in it. I mean, he looks like a woman, but he still talks like a man. I don't agree with any of this. This bisexual or this I don't agree with it. I just don't. I think Obama brought all that stuff here, you know, all that gay, I mean, men changing into women and women changing into men, and they get on television and act like we're the ones that they get on television and act like we're the ones who are crazy because we're straight. I don't know. I don't agree with it. It's not that I'm a hater or I just don't agree with what's going on in this country when it's pertaining to gay people. I mean, I don't think women should be turning into men and men should be turning into women. I mean, that is happening. I mean, I can be walking down the street and I don't know. You know, it's just crazy. And I try not to think about things that I cannot change. I try not to dwell on stuff that's happening around me that I cannot change. But I don't have to agree with any of it, you know. And just because I don't agree with it doesn't make me a hater. doesn't make me a bad person because I don't agree with women changing into women, men changing into vice versa. And now the thing here is they're going after our children now. They're going after our children. They're trying to put that gayology into our children. Gayology, that's a good word. Into our small children. They're trying to instill that into children. How many parents out there are probably dressing their young boy up to be a girl? Or how many parents out there are trying to turn their little daughter into a full-blown male? It's a lot. It's plenty. And I think that's just psycho. That's just me. That's just George Wilder Jr., the host of the show. That's me. That's the way I feel. So don't call me a hater or anything like that because I don't like a lot of things that's going on. Gay marriage. I don't agree with that. I truly don't. I think marriage should be between a woman and a man. But I'm not a hater. But if that's what they want to do, they're free to do it. I don't have to agree. No one can make me to agree. Okay? All right, but it's a lot of things that are happening that is just not right. The world has gone mad more ways than one, okay? All right, let's see what we got here. Bing, 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 bing. Okay, I'm on the wrong computer. I got three computers in front of me, right? I have no guest. So we're going to try and go it alone. So far, so good, huh? So far, so good on the George Wilder Jr. Show. All right, broadcasting live from Chicago. The rain has stopped a little bit. It's 66 degrees, 7:13 p.m. CDT time, Chicago time. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for staying there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's scroll on down and see what we have here. It's all about crime. We're trying to stop crime. And I've said many, many times to my brethren to put the guns down. Put the guns down. Stop shooting each other. Stop killing. But the more I say that, the more the killing is going to go on. But still, I'm going to keep saying until the day this show dies or the day until I die. Put down the guns. Stop killing up your own people. The gang banging has to stop. I mean, there are so many people marching downtown. There's so many people marching in neighborhoods and communities trying to. They're saying the same thing I'm saying. Put the guns down. Stop taking young lives. Stop taking so much potential away from us. But the gangbangers don't see this. They don't. I mean, they like what they're doing. I mean, this 17-year-old kid was killed, was shot dead, and they still have not caught the guy, the perpetrator who pulled the trigger. This guy is still out here. Now, why can't the police catch this guy? If it was a cop, if this guy would have killed a cop, the guy would have been caught and arrested. You know, but why can't they get this killer off the street? Basically, they're saying that the community will not cooperate with them. They're saying that the father, who is a known ranking gang member, will not cooperate with the police. How do you not cooperate with the police when your 7-year-old was killed by some gang member that you know? I don't understand that. I don't. I mean, that's really, really taking it to extreme to let the killer of your son get away while you're incarcerated. But still in all, that doesn't mar the fact that the police has let this guy get away, or the police can't seem to find the guy who killed this 7-year-old kid. baby. He's still out there. And he's going to kill again until he's caught. This is why I say the police in this town, they do not have plans. Or if they have a plan, it quickly fails. This is why we need a new superintendent. Gary McCartney has failed the city of Chicago. The only way we're going to get rid of him, we got to have millions and millions of people march down there on City Hall demanding that this guy be fired and get somebody in there who knows how to lower or eliminate crime. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the smart quiz. It is time for the brainy and clever quiz question of the day. Here we go. Hit it, George. All right, the smart quiz question, like I've said before, where is the Statue of Liberty? Okay, I'm going to put it this way. Where is the Statue of Liberty located? Okay, I will take the fifth caller on that. I should have the answer in about, let me say, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. All right. Okay, the question is again, where is the Statue of Liberty? Where is the Statue of Liberty? All righty. If you want to call in and give me the answer, or you can just leave it in my comment boxes or let me know on Facebook. Okay. All righty. Here we go. Okay, let's see what else we got here. We're talking about crime. Crime in America, crime in Chicago, crime in Baltimore, crime all around the world. I mean, it's just something. And you know what? Crime around the world is happening in some of these countries like Syria, Baghdad, Iran, Turkey. You just know crime is going on because a lot of these countries, like I have mentioned, they have no government. They have no military. The bandits, the thugs, the terrorists just take over. The women and the girls, the women and the young girls are raped repeatedly, and there is no law, and there is no nothing. And you just feel for those young girls who are thrown into sex trafficking. And it's bad. I saw a documentary one day on sex trafficking in the Middle East. It's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll do a show on it one day, sex trafficking in the Middle East. I mean, you have sex trafficking in the United States. And some of these people just flaunt the law. Prostitution is illegal in Chicago. That's another crime we can talk about. When I talk about crime, I'm giving it a generalization. Crime of any magnitude, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a shooting crime. It could be just like what I'm talking about, prostitution, which is illegal. But a lot of girls are into it. And a lot of girls are into it because they like it, because they want money. And that's why they stay in it. You know, a lot of girls aren't trying to get out of it. But there are some who are actually trying to get out of it. And those are the ones I would like to help, the ones who want to get out of it, the one who wants to better themselves. And even the guys, the pimps, you know, these guys need help. You know, so you got the prostitutes that who needs help, who wants to get out of it, and you got the pimps. Most of the pimps, they don't want to get out of it. They want to stay in it because they want to recruit more girls. But sex trafficking is totally unacceptable. There is no doubt about that. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes I blame the women, the young girls, because they walk up and down the street barely dressed. They don't have on anything. You can see, or there's an impression of everything. And you don't know that girl that's walking down the street who is, you know, not dressed properly or not fully clothed, period. You don't know if there's some guy who's watching her, if there's some guy who's got her out there looking like that, because a lot of the pimps will buy these girls clothes, sexy looking clothes, for them to put on because they want the girls to draw Johns and, you know, stuff like that. And I just heard Craigslist is shut down, at least not shut down, but MasterCard and Visa will not take their services anymore, take their money anymore because of the prostitution. So that's a good thing. That's one. That is one way of fighting prostitution. Now, I've been on Facebook, and I've heard some women, and I've had some women say to me that they're thinking about the life of becoming a prostitute. They want to become a prostitute because they said they need the money. And I try to discourage them. Don't do that. You know, and I was shocked to hear that some girls actually want to be prostitutes. But then they get into it and they have problems and the pimp comes along and the beatings, the drugs, you know. So it's not a good thing because prostitution can lead to someone slitting your throat, you know, or some disease or something or other, you know, sexual disease. So it's not a good thing to get into prostitution. But there's girls out here who are willing to do that with or without a pimp. And I wrote a book, a short story called Mom, It's Illegal, I believe. I write so much, I don't care. Mom, it's, and I kind of dwelled on it. It's like a comedy. It's funny, but, you know, but I just thought I'd bring that in there. But if you want to, you know, check it out, it's on Amazon.com. It says, Mom, Stop, It's Illegal, or something to that. I wrote it, and it's funny. It's one of the bestsellers for me on Amazon. It's only 99 cents, so, you know, you won't be spending much. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Let's get back to the... it is time for the brainy and clever quiz question of the day. Here we go. Hit it, George. Wow, it's getting darker outside. It's really getting scary looking. You know, like it's going to be a tornado or just some sort of big-ass storm. It's really getting... I'm in my studio. I'm looking out on the Broadway here. I'm right next to... basically right next to Lake Michigan over here in my studio, and it's wonderful, it's great, and but you know, it's kind of warm outside. It looks deadly. Mark, quiz question: where is the Statue of Liberty? I know you know where it is. It's in New York City, the Statue of Liberty. Join me tomorrow and I will have a brand new smart quiz question. I try to do smart quiz questions because I think they bring a different kind of reality to the show. Okay. I'm also a talk show listener. I listen to other talk shows, you know, so, and I learn from them. So that's where I got the smart quiz question. I guess it was just anybody can just, you know, answer that. And I'm pretty sure it's an easy question. Like I've always said, if you don't know the answer to a smart quiz question, you can always go to your device and, you know, research and look it up and get back and let me know. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Got 5 minutes into the show. What do we want to do for 5 minutes? Let's see. All righty. Oh, man, we're talking about crime. Hillary Clinton's campaign maybe wants to open up more to the press. Of course she does. She wants to open up more to everybody because Bernie Sanders is on her heels. I wanted to say something else. Bernie Sanders is on her heels. Of course, she's going to say a lot of things. She's smiling. Like I said before, she takes money from unscrupulous places, corporations, Wall Street, towns in the Middle East. Bernie gets his money from grassroots people, people who are sending him $3, $2, $4, $5, $250, $50. He gets his money from people. She gets her. There's a big difference. Hillary is bought and paid for. Bernie Sanders is not. Get out there and vote. There is no excuse. My religion, get out there and vote. You are a citizen of the United States. You pay taxes. You're a voter. You should be a voter. You name it. Tax, 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 tax. We're tired of these taxes. We're tired of them. We need to vote somebody in that's going to stop so many taxes. We just had a tax increase in the state of Illinois. And this lady swore up and down she wasn't going to pass a tax increase when she was voted in the office. She lied. Like everyone. Somebody just whispered in my ear in 90 seconds. You know, I didn't vote for her. And I feel proud that I didn't vote for her. You know, I didn't vote for Bruce Rauner. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm just about off the air. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. I'm going to play this on the way out. All right. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.